Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Sadly, in every organization of human beings, things sometimes go wrong. It's sad, but it's also an inevitable fact. I love the gracious and positive way in which this verse addresses the issue. When someone sins, it's not the end of the world. We don't need to make a drama out of it, but action needs to be taken, and quickly. The goal is always restoration, but that needs to be done really carefully. The three major qualifications of people who help with restoring someone who's done wrong are godliness, gentleness, and humility. A godly person has their mind fixed on serving God and not themselves. They get involved in helping someone who's slipped up because of their love for God and their desire for his honour and glory. Clearly, it would be disastrous if a person got involved because they were looking for their own glory, or because they just love getting involved in the action. Gentleness is a crucial quality. Strong arm tactics will never achieve God's purposes. Gentleness might be thought of as weakness at times, but is in fact enormously strong. Francis de Sales got it right when he said, "Nothing is as strong as gentleness, nothing so gentle as real strength." Humility is possibly the most vital quality. The only real way to help someone who's sinned is to remind yourself not only that you're also a sinner, but you are vulnerable and could fall into exactly the same sin yourself. Restoration is a wonderful blessing, so we need to give thanks for those godly, gentle, and humble people who are willing to bring it about. And every church and organization needs them. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for those who have the gift for bringing about restoration. Help us to recognize and celebrate their gifts. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Have a great day.